All right. Back. It's Rob Zicari Show. People ask me, why am I wearing shorts? I know. This is 2 days in a row that I've worn shorts because it's hot out. It's hot out. It's hot. What do you want from me? It's hot. It's hot. It's over the top hot. It's not as hot as it was yesterday, but it's still hot, so I put on shorts. So what? So what? The only problem with wearing shorts, I don't want to focus on this too much because I've already been band worthy for the last two bits. But when I wear shorts, I have a lot of airflow in my, you know, my region, and I don't wear underwear under the shorts. I go free balling. Can I say that? Free balling? So I go free balling, and if I like move my legs a lot and there's a lot of air, there's movement. There's movement. I know it's creepy and wrong. I know, but it is what it is. Okay, let's get out of that. I don't want to go into a whole nother bit about my junk. I don't want to be Carlos Danger. Just a quick update. One of our great fans, and who knows, this probably is somebody that I know. And I don't know. But GNR for Trump sent me a message to say he figures Allstate would consider the Pulse shooting an act of war. So you'd have to talk to the guy from Major League, the black guy from Major League, because he's the Allstate guy. Isn't he the Allstate guy? The black guy from Major League. Remember Sorrento? Remember? And he's got the bats, and he prays to Jobu. Remember at the end of Major League? He goes, Jobu, I pray to you, Jobu. Jobu. I pray to you for me to hit curveball, Jobu. I defend you, Jobu. And now, Jobu, if you're not going to help me, Jobu, F you, Jobu, I do it myself. And then he goes and hits the home run. that's the Allstate guy. It's all one of those insurance companies. He's that guy. So you remember. So Pulse is going to have to call him and say, hey, Jobu, listen, was this an act of war? Thank you. All right. So let's talk about the terrorists. I didn't see the Loretta Lynch update. I missed it. Because we're doing our show, so I didn't get any of the sound bites or anything like that. But here's a story that, of course, no one's talking about. No one's talking about it. And, you know, I don't like Mark Cuban. I throw that out there. I don't like him. I don't like him, and I don't know what it must be because his stupid show Shark Tank is failing in the ratings. I think maybe he's not. But why is he constantly out on all these talk shows, trashing Trump? Why is he even out there at all talk? Who is he? Again, he's one of those lucky tech guys. Just one of those lucky tech guys. It's kind of like people, and I'm not poo-pooing my dad. My dad's a great man. But my dad is one of those, he's voting for Trump because he likes Trump. But yet he's still a liberal at heart, because I'll debate him on a regular basis, And he's one of those people that go, look at the economy under Bill Clinton. Look at the economy. Look at the jobs. Look at the... I go, he got lucky. He was the president during the internet age. The internet age. If George Bush wouldn't have been such a, I don't want to say the cliche wimp, but let's face it, if George Bush didn't look at his watch during the debates and the media just go nuts when he did, he would have been the president. He would have gotten his second term, and he would have been there for the internet age. I mean, that's why Bill Clinton had the job growth. It was the internet age. It was Silicon Valley. It was, I mean, Apple. Apple was created then. Look at the jobs that Apple is responsible for. Or look at the jobs that Microsoft is. I mean, look at those tech companies. Look at the tech companies. Would Bill Clinton sit down with the tech companies that... I know Al Gore invented the internet. I get it. Okay, fine. Did they sit down with Bill Gates and come up with Microsoft? He got lucky. Bill Clinton got lucky. He got lucky. And Mark Cuban was part of that luck. He was part of that crew. Part of those internet guys. Like being at the right place, the right time. It's like, hey, you know what? This make money, and this thing's gonna be. Well, yeah, I got a couple hundred grand. Hey, what about? I mean, Mark Cuban's not a programmer. Mark Cuban's not Steve Jobs. He didn't sit there, and he's not Steve Wynowski. He didn't sit in a garage with circuit boards and all sorts of little gadgets and go, okay, I know what I'm, okay, yeah, we'll plug this in here, and this and that, oh my God! Cuban didn't do that. So why is this guy, F him. F him. It annoys me. F you. That's what I say, Mark Cuban. F you. All right. What the hell is talking about? I lost my train of thought. Oh, the terrorists. Terrorists. You made me lose my thought. Okay. So a story you're not going to see. Oh, I know why I was going with that. Because Mark Cuban was doing a article about why does no one consider Breitbart the elite media? More people look at them. Why Mark Hughes, he's just, you know, the guy's, I don't want to say the guy's clueless because he's got $1 billion and I got, like, you know, $300 in the bank. So I don't want to say he's clueless or he's stupid because obviously he's smarter than me because I was around during the tech boom, and I didn't do what I should have done to ride off into the sunset with millions and millions and millions of dollars. Okay? But the guy is something. I don't know exactly what, but he's something. He's something. And for him to try to play that game of, oh, well, isn't Breitbart elite media? Listen, the day Breitbart owns a cable channel right next to CNN, and they own an entertainment channel like NBC, and they own a studio like Universal, and they are putting out content promoting a conservative agenda, then they will be part of the elite media. But Breitbart doesn't. They have a website. Drudge. They have a website. That's it. It's all they got. And you have to go there to get the information. You have to go there. That's not an elite. If 60 million, listen, if you have 60 million people that vote Republican every 4 or 8 years, those are part of the people that are going to Breitbart. You go to a website. Television, radio, the media in those aspects involving entertainment, okay? They penetrate your eardrums. Now, some of you go, Rob, look, the radio is controlled by talk radio. You have to go there. It's AM. How many places do you go to? How many businesses do you go? How many cab rides do you go where they have AM and Sean Hannity playing? Exactly. Zero. It's about radio as far as commercial. It's FM. It's pop. It's rap. Someone talking about hoes and bitches and get my money. It's a morning zoo where they're talking about Republicans being a-holes and so forth and so on. I can't believe Mark Cuban is that naive and stupid, but please. Okay. Mark Cuban. Elite media. Why aren't they considered elite media? It's a website, stupid. The website that Republicans go to. And you're not going through the airport, sitting there waiting for your connecting flight, and there's Breitbart in front of you on the television screen. That's not the way it works, but it is with CNN. And when I went to Florida recently, I had an hour and a half layover. I sat there and watched Van Jones talking about Donald Trump being Satan. I watched SC. I'm in an airport. Just sitting there contemplating what I'm going to do in the day when I get to where I'm going. What food am I going to? And in my ear, unsolicited, I'm listening to liberal propaganda. That's elite media, Mark Cuban. Stupid. Dummy. The billion-dollar dummy. That's what you're going to be called, the billion-dollar dummy. That's what you are. You're a billion-dollar dummy. If you don't know the difference between the elite media, if you don't know the difference between a CNN, a Time Warner, if you don't know the difference between NBC, the network that has your crappy show on it, if you don't know the difference between all of those entities and Breitbart and Drudge, when Drudge owns Drudge TV and you go CNN, HLN, Drudge TV, USA Network, when you go through the dial like that, then you could tell me elite media. When you go to DTV, which is the entertainment wing of Drudge, and it's just comedy shows that have a conservative slant, so there's no comedy show. There's no. Comedy show that depicts one member of the household wanting to buy a gun, and then the other household doesn't want that person to buy the gun because they say they'll shoot themselves, and then they get the gun and they wind up shooting themselves. And at the end of the episode, the moral of the story is not to buy guns because people shoot themselves with it because they're stupid. That's elite media. The same people that put those TV shows out own MSNBC, NBC News. Mark Cuban, stupid, the stupid billionaire. Stupid, stupid, stupid. I mean, what do we got to revisit? All the media empires and what they own, and the fact that Fox News Fox is not part of this conservative elite. Fox News is a tiny little blip. They're a tiny little blip inside the Rupert Murdoch liberal empire. Okay, they kill each other. Their programming kills each other. There is no slant because you have Fox News, and Megyn Kelly is not a conservative. Megyn Kelly is a liberal. Okay, so Megyn Kelly cancels out. I don't know. Hannity, how's that? Megyn Kelly cancels out Hannity. So then all you have left is Greta Van Susteren, Bill O. I don't know. Maybe one or two other shows, Judge Shapiro, and they all get canceled out with Murdoch's glee. And all the other just crazy leftist television programs that the Murdoch crew put out. Rather, it's Louis C.K. on FX, or any of the programming that Ryan Murphy puts out, or Empire. So all of that programming cancels out any conservative message that is left on Fox News. Remember, Fox News appeals to who wants to go to Fox News. All the other programming is stuff that could be played in the background. Subconsciously, it seeps into our pores. That's elite media. It's the subconscious. It's not the conscious. It's not the going online and typing in Drudge.com, Breitbart.com. It's going on your browser, checking your email, and your Yahoo feed comes up. And it's a liberal agenda. Or your Google comes up and it's a liberal agenda. Or your Facebook news comes up and it's a liberal agenda. Twitter. Sitting in an airport watching CNN. Sitting in a doctor's office and listening to Power 105. Big Daddy in the morning. Where's my bitches? Where's my money? Republicans suck. Yeehaw. I don't know why I threw a yeehaw in. I don't know why I did that. Going on NBC. Night after night, day after day, program after program, a liberal agenda. Oh, I just got done with a hard day's work. Oh, I want to watch some late night comedy. Oh, great. Oh, see, it's Jimmy Fallon crapping all over Republicans. Oh, it's Seth Meyers completely just vomiting and crapping all over Republicans. Oh, Stephen Colbert crapping, vomiting, and urinating all over Republicans. Ah, it's this half-hour show. It's that half-hour show. I mean, it's endless. It's endless. If a Republican had Obamacare, okay, not to veer you in a different direction, but let me throw something out at you, and I should feel, I'm gonna feel stupid for saying this. I'm gonna feel stupid because I am 42 years old, gonna be 43. And I should have known the particulars of Obamacare. And here I am, not knowing what it's about and being shocked to find out what it's about and having Republicans and people who are against it go, stupid, we told you that. But imagine if a Republican passed a national health care bill where if you wanted insurance, you could not get it. Let me explain. My girlfriend, my beautiful girlfriend, okay, my young and beautiful girlfriend, she's 26. Yes, yes, I have a young, young, fresh girlfriend. She was on her parents' insurance until she was 26. When she turned 26, she was booted off her parents' insurance, and now it was up to her to get her own insurance. Okay, awesome, cool. Well, we never got her insurance. There was never a reason to get insurance, because the entire time I had been with her, she had gone to the doctor zero times. Zero times. Never went to the doctor. Never ever went to the doctor. So it wasn't a big push to get her insurance when her insurance expired. Now, recently, I'm not going to spill the beans to a worldwide audience until the beans are spilled to other people, but a medical situation has occurred involving my beautiful, lovely, and talented girlfriend that would require her to get insurance, or at least it would be advised to get insurance. And when I called, I talked to Blue Cross Blue Shield of California, and they said, what can we do for you? And I said, well, I tried to sign up for this insurance plan, and it basically says, thank you for the information, thank you for the credit card information, but it won't be processed now. It'll be processed in November during open enrollment. And I said, that's weird. I'm going to call the person up. So here I am, ma'am. I'm talking to you on the phone. What's the problem? I'm not looking for Obamacare. I'm not looking. And they go, well, open enrollment is not until November. I said, I get it, open enrollment, I get it. But she makes too much money for Obamacare. She doesn't qualify for Obamacare. So we're just buying the insurance. And she goes, you can't buy the insurance. I go, yeah, you can. I want to buy insurance. She wants to buy insurance. Here's a credit card. It's the gold plan. It's $178 a month. This is the deductible. She goes, hey, I know what it is, but you can't do that. And I go, why? She goes, because you need to buy it during open enrollment. And when you buy it during open enrollment, November, it will kick in January 1st. And I go, she goes, there's no that's the way it is. And I go, maybe we're on the different page here. She goes, we're not on the different page. Since the Affordable Care Act, when I go, Obamacare. She goes, the Affordable Care Act, things used to be underwritten, but now everything has changed. And there's open enrollment. And she's talking in language I don't understand. And I say, wait a minute. So what you're saying to me is, I have money. I got $1 million in my pocket. And she goes, uh-huh. I got $1 million in my pocket. I, right now, today, I want to buy insurance, and I'm going to pay 4 months in advance So you don't think I just want to buy insurance for a day or a month, go get surgery, have it covered, and then I don't pay my premium anymore, and then I beat you. She goes, okay. I go, I'm going to pay 4 months in advance. She goes, okay. And I go, I can't do that. She goes, open enrollment is in November. I go, this is insane. This is the most insane thing I've ever heard. She goes, well, this is the Affordable Care Act. I said, okay, thank you. Could you imagine if a Republican president passed this bill? Now, I know you're thinking, wow, Rob, you went off the beaten path. No, I didn't. Because you know how many TV shows since the Obamacare, Affordable Care Act have gone into effect? You know how many TV shows? I watch a lot of TV. Not while it's going on, but I in demand it, watch it at night. It's enjoyable. You know how many TV shows I've seen where they've done bits based around how good Obamacare is? You know how many TV shows like Saturday Night Live have painted Republicans as demons, as monsters, as just Satanists for being against Obamacare? Since Obamacare was on the table, since it passed, since it's been in our lives, the media, from television to the internet to books, have told everybody it's the greatest thing in the world, it's awesome, it's fabulous, thank God we have it. It's not. I can't get insurance for my girlfriend who wants to pay for her insurance and would pay for it months in advance. But she can't. She has to wait until open enrollment. Open enrollment. When I talked to my dad about this, Mr. Liberal, he acknowledged to me that the insurance that he used to have, he no longer has, because the insurance company said, you now qualify for Medicare. You now qualify for old people's insurance. And my dad said, well, that's all right. I still have all my businesses. I still make money. And they went, and? And he goes, it's cool, I'll pay whatever. They go, no. We're not allowed to keep insuring you. We can't insure you. My dad said, no. This is my corporation. This is. And they go, okay, but we can't insure you. You have to go on Medicare. You have to go on old people insurance. My dad said, what do you mean? Elite media, Mark Cuban. You stupid mother effing billionaire. You ignorant billionaire. Elite media. Obamacare, horrible. It's a disaster. But we were all led to believe it's the greatest thing in the world. The media have crammed it down our throats. And when you hear people talk about media, make sure you throw in not just the news. Remember, I created, always remember this, because when the Levins and the Limbus and the Sheen Hannitys, when they were all talking about the media, they were only talking about the Washington Post, the New York Times. Blah, 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 blah. That's not the most important part of the media. The most important part of the media is the half-hour TV shows. The movies, the books. Going to an airport. Watching CNN while you're sitting there waiting to get on your plane. These are the things that really controls pop radio, pop culture. These are all the things that control us. That's elite media, not www.breitbart.com. Elite media told us that Obamacare is the greatest thing in the world. Television show after television show. Wow, I'm glad I got Obamacare. You know, I saw at least three different shows. I saw at least three different shows in the past few years where they bragged about having Obamacare. Something happened with someone, one of the characters. It's like, I'm glad I got Obamacare. So the average person sitting at home going, man, that Obamacare is awesome. Woo! Yeah. Sure. Elite media. Mark Cuban, you ignorant, stupid billionaire. Man. I hope one of these days he's at practice with his crappy basketball team and someone hits him in the face with a basketball. I hope one of these days he just gets hit in the face with a lot of balls. Okay? A lot of balls. That's what I hope happens to Mark Cuban. He's just sitting there in a club. I don't know what a club. You name the club. Teasers. Monkeys. Gillies. Oceans. Pulse. And his basketball team comes in. And they just smack him with their balls. That's it. Just balls across his face. Just balls. 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 Right in Mark Cuban's face. That's what I hope happens. Basketball team. Just smack his face with their balls. All their balls. Every ball that they can get their hands on. Little balls. Big balls. Black balls. White balls. Red balls. Balls, 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 balls. I hope they make Mark Cuban choke on their balls. Because that's what a basketball team does. They use a lot of balls.